Hi, this is Beth. I'm so sorry I missed your call. Please just leave your name and telephone number, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Beth, this is Jeff Reynolds with the Taney County Board of Equalization, and I was just giving you a call to hear your appeal. We'll try giving you a call back here in just a little bit. Thanks, bye. We're going to go to BOE 276. This is Burl Lundberg. This is somebody that was an exemption that we dealt with last year.
Which one is this?
This is one that where they went out and looked at it. I don't know if, Kenny, you went. It was the big dome building across from... You know what I'm talking about? So
yeah, exactly.
I
went out there. You abstained from this decision.
I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so...
I'm gonna abstain from making more comments about the exemptions because this is one that, frankly, I got a phone call and go, why do I have to come before the BOE again on this and nothing's
did
changed
you have
on
any
that
notes
property?
About what we had done. This place is, this,
I know.
This place has got a huge problem. But what's, is something changed?
Chuck took me out there.
Right.
What was after last year?
Remember that dome?
Oh, I know it. I measured it.
How about
Table
Rock?
When it was new.
Right.
When it was a cool
place. Yeah, we had it as evaluate. What was last year's evaluation that we changed it to?
Yeah, we had dropped it significantly. We would have to have...
From 310,000 down to 150,000.
Right.
I mean, this thing needs dozed. It's a piece of trash. I think at this point I don't need to abstain just because I have no...
Do we have any new photos in here?
We don't need new photos. It's the same thing, man. It's the same thing. This is...
There might be some
photos
some
right
more.
Here. Seemed like he was able to get some newer ones in there from last year. Here's the last year photo.
No one went inside, and anyway, it's...
It's a very unique property, but also right now
it's probably a
OSHA hazard for anybody to work on it.
Yeah, it was pretty scary. Chuck took me inside of it.
Susan, you understand why we're going to keep it down?
I'm not arguing. And again, I apologize. I'm just trying to clean the computer system. It was something that happened. And
all right.
What was it about?
I make a motion that we put it back to the BOE value of last year. What was that?
That was $150,000. That's what he's requesting, I do believe.
Okay, well, let's make sure that...
Well, we haven't.
Well, the key is you want him to tear it down.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. I'd always wondered what that was on a saw.
$150,000. They had a CMA. It's per. So, you want to make that motion?
I did.
All right, I second that motion. All in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Aye. I'm just going to let them know, otherwise.
That was scary. Is it going to stunk?
You have no idea how many of those properties I've been in. Because all the foreclosures suck.
It is terrible.
Hello?
Hello, Burl!
Yeah.
Hey, this is Jeff Reynolds, Board of Equalization.
Yeah.
Do you remember Groundhog Day?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is Groundhog Year. So, at any rate, my apologies on this one. The board just adjusted it back to the $150,000 of what it was.
Okay.
And sorry you had to make an appeal again.
That's okay. Hey, I got to drive over the foresight. I just had to drive over and deliver it in person. I want to make sure it got lost in the mail.
Sure. No, that's very good.
So, yeah. So the guy said, well, if you want to wait about 15 or 20 minutes, I'll give you an appointment date in person. I can sure.
You'll get a postcard in the mail in that regard. And how's your mom doing?
She's doing okay. Probably. She's taking a nap right now.
All right. Well, you tell her I said hello, and I apologize for the mix-up on this.
Okay, no, that's okay. I'm just glad we got it switched back,
Thank you.
Yep, thank you. And we have a huge docket. We're going to get to that, but have a great day, Burl.
Okay, thank you.
All right, see you, bye.
Okay.
Do you want to go back to the beginning of the list, or it's I think the first one we had on the docket was Jeffrey Forrester on 265.
Let's go for it.
Susan had requested the 268, 269 hotels.
What?
268, 269.
What about those?
She wanted to cover some hotels.
There's only two more, and it's 269 and 268.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, they sent me stuff. I couldn't figure it out. I think that they're combining everything, because one of them has 103 units, and the other one has 98. But.
So if you do a rough.
None of the financials made sense. I'm going to go with what figure Kenny got for the cost, and you decide from there, because. Again, this was just...
Well, what kind of hotels are these? I mean, what range are these? Dollar per room, just out of curiosity.
It's $84 a night, so they're pretty nice inside. It's got the water park. This is Castle Rock with the water park, and...
Nice is relative.
Right.
They sent this to me. I don't know if you got it, but...
Yeah, I know where it is. I've actually taken kids to...
I've taken my kids there. I've known, this is not advertising purposes, but I've known druggies that work there, but not me looking for druggies, but I know, All right, well, let's give them an opportunity. What was last year's valuation?
Last year's valuation was $5,325,000.
Right after you took the
office. Okay. And on this year,
they're
asking it to be
$4 million.
Oh,
it's before that. Really? Yeah. It's like October. Okay.
So they're wanting it reduced below last year by 1.3.
Yeah, and honestly, on some of these, some of these hotels have not gotten better.
And Kenny was just out there.
How was it? Did you use the slide?
They were working down in the where the pool was. They were doing something, but we walked through most of it. So me and Andy.
So that would be reflected in our numbers on the cost, is what we're trying to tell you, because they actually went in and looked. So.
But they had actually called Andy and asked us to come out. So. That's why we went out. Otherwise, we'd have got left where it was.
Yeah.
Do I hit
9119? 9-1.
Okay, my 913 confused me.
How long were they at that 5.3 figure?
Just a second. Since 2016, when it looks like they probably came to BOE. Let me look since they're BOE on it. 2016, BOE set it for, I don't know, 5.32 by, this year's 2016.
Hello, this is Jeff Reynolds with the Taney County Board of Equalization. Did I catch you okay?
How are you
time?
Doing, sir?
I'm doing good. Are you the person in charge of your appeal? I'm sorry?
Hello? I'm the person handling Taney appeal today.
All right, very good. What's your name, sir? Daryl Smith. Daryl Smith. All right, Daryl. You're here with our other board member, David Akers, and the county assessor's office. What we're looking at the Green Mountain Drive, 3001 Green Mountain Drive property. Currently, the assessor has you on at $6,545,764. We see that you're appealing for the amount of $4 million. What kind of, do you have any kind of basis to go with that valuation?
I've backed in a
All right, I'm looking for it and at it. I think. I don't know.
If they didn't give us a DOE number, I'd have no idea which one it went to.
I need it back, but I can show you what they sent me. But I,
oh,
so I
okay.
couldn't figure out.
Okay, they sent it to the assessor.
The income figures that you sent here, how many hotels are these for? Are these combined financials?
We have, I have one building for two hotels. We've got two account numbers. First account number is parcel number 18-1.0-2-004-12-002.00. And I got the sister account, 18-1.0-02-004-12-002.002.
Right, but these, the information you sent is a combination of both parcels?
Yes, sir, because both parcels are currently, sir, all hotels are currently on sale for 7.25 million for everything.
So you have them for sale? Is that what you're telling me?
They're currently looking for sale at $7,250,000.
What, but what is, you were being assessed at 5325 for the last, since 2016, and it looks like you're being at, you're asking that it, at least on dash 000 that it go down to 4 million?
Yes, sir. We hit it hard. I can do it low.
Did you say this is for sale right now?
Yes, sir. That's why it's for sale. Financials aren't looking out right. That's why they are putting up a sale for 7.25. I don't think they're going to get it.
Okay, just a second. I want to add there.
Want to divide it between the two? We've got to divide it between two.
Well, I already did. I've got two figures.
Okay, give me the two, because I know they're going to need the two.
Okay. If we did, if we gave them a 10%, 5891187199648 2. That's 10%.
fine.